Guys, short and everything. Did anybody have anything for him? She might have cut out.
We want to thank you for everything.
Hello. Dennis is going to have leases. Has anybody got anything for him? We need to.
I can come back if you need me to. Just give me a call or run back. All right, I'm not coming back.
Thanks.
Obviously, it wasn't memorable.
Yeah, it didn't stick with it.
Tony always said he'd make a priority when he was speaking earlier.
Yes, I relieved extra.
He really did.
He really did.
Yeah, I gave one to Nancy.
Are you ready, Nancy?
It's already recording.
Okay. All right, let's hear from John.
Okay. I'm John Gordon, the head of the Stormwater and Environmental Committee, or sometimes known as SWNE. The main reason we exist is because the stormwater permit that the town operates under requires that we have a committee. So that's us. And we have been, as you'll see here, we've been primarily involved in promoting recycling, stormwater education, things of that nature. Okay, we don't have a facility to support or anything like that, so we've been largely involved in promotion and education. In 2013, in February, we had a fellow named Lynn Bestool of the New Hanover County Environmental Management Department come and talk with us and whoever we could get from the public to show up on hazardous waste disposal in New Hanover County. And they have a new facility out at the old incinerator that they've opened up. I think they opened up a couple of months after he talked to us, where you can get rid, you can dispose of paint, oil, pesticides, herbicides, all that kind of stuff that I'm sure a lot of people have been doing in their garage. So it's a good thing, and we do what we can to promote that. I also talked about the disposal of explosives and ammunition, because you know occasionally you'll find you have a whole bunch of old ammo from hunting or whatever, and you, what the heck do I do with it? And after talking with the chief beforehand, why primarily you turn it over to the police department. Also explosives, as you know, this island was the subject of a naval bombardment 150 years ago, so, and we still find that stuff occasionally. Mostly it's just fragments, but sometimes they're actual intact shells. And when the World War II training facility closed here, I'm afraid sometimes they just shoved stuff in the ground and left it. So there's been some of that found as well. So we tried to talk about proper disposal of that. We did work a booth at both the Spring Festival and the Island Day thing in September. We tried to educate the public on proper recycling, including the new hazardous waste disposal and ways to reduce storm runoff, because that's becoming more and more of an issue. And in light of that, we did meet with Sonny in October. Since we are the Stormwater Committee, we do try to meet with him formally at least once a year and send him emails and do other things on what we're up to. And got a yearly update on the stormwater system and the maintenance issues connected with it and things like that. And since there were members of the public there, there was a discussion on the trying to replace some of these outflow pipes that are going into the ocean and on retention ponds. There's at least one of them where there's some problems.
Well, we have had a consensus on the retention ponds, and the town is not responsible as long as the state's got the permits for it. So you can take that back to the committee.
Okay, well, it just came up, okay?
Yeah.
It's hard when you got people sitting there where that's on their... Yeah, when people are sitting there, you know, that's on their mind, it comes up. And then on yard waste disposal, because, of course, Sunny Point has been kind of adamant about us moving our facilities, and yard waste disposal continues to be an issue. We also, late this year, began discussions on the best way to accomplish some rainwater capture and coincidentally, the stormwater reduction. We did talk with John Babson about what is legal and we could put into a person's lot to capture rainwater and it wouldn't violate the setbacks and things of that nature, okay? And we even talked a little bit about cigarette disposal on the beach because, of course, there was a lot of buzz this year about banning smoking, which didn't go anywhere, but cigarette butts continue to be the biggest thing you collect when you get involved in these beach cleanups. So we have talked about, I know Carolina Beach has these devices, look kind of like a bunch of PVC glued together, but it seems to be.
I think we're going to discuss that when he's.
We were going to look at it and then talk with the Beach Protection Committee as well. Okay. This year, for 2014, we hope to have a lecture in March by a gentleman named Mitch Woodward from the North Carolina Extension Service in Raleigh on rainwater harvesting because he is apparently the statewide expert. And what can you do? What can you, and of course, keeping in mind what's legal in the zoning regulations and other related issues. We may also include Melanie Doyle from the aquarium because she uses a lot of rainwater to maintain her gardens and things down there, and maybe other people could learn from that, okay, instead of letting everything just run off into the storm sewers. And also maybe include some education on what not to put on your property that winds up in the storm sewers, like on some of these toxic chemicals. We will man a booth at the Spring Festival and probably Island Day. We plan to try to promote rain barrels since that seems to be something that can be used without violating the zoning. And also to promote some sources, both hardware stores on the island as well as other stores do they don't necessarily have rain barrels for sale in the shop, in the store, but they can order them and maybe to let everybody know what is available if you want to have a rain barrel, maybe dissuade some of the HOAs who seem to think they're ugly and we should ban them. But a lot of rain barrels are very attractive, okay? They're not something that looks like, you know, a military tank or something.
John, Dennis Barber's already volunteered to give us one for any kind of raffle we would like to have. I haven't had time to talk to Chris over there at ACE, but Dennis said he would definitely give us one.
Yeah.
Why don't you just give it to us and we can put it down to the park, you know, whenever we have events down there so we get people aware of it.
As to take the rainwater off the roof or...
I mean, just to have it, you know, when they have Boogie in the Park stuff, just to show it to people, say, you know, this is available.
Okay, we could maybe consider that. We were going to raffle it off if we have a spring festival and not, you know, collect any money on it, but just to bring people's opinion to. But we might look down there and see if there's anywhere we could put a rain barrel.
I don't know where you store it.
No, I mean, you
don't
store it permanently out somewhere.
You don't store it. Yeah, put it on the front part and then, you know, put a little thing on it. So this
yeah, tell you what it's for.
Exactly right.
The aquarium does that now, so you see that rain barrel.
Yeah.
Well, we're hoping.
I'm not using one.
We're hoping Mr.
Actually, just store it outside.
Yeah. We're hoping if he can come, Mr. Woodward and maybe Melanie can educate us on what to do with the water after you collect it for a barrel, okay? I mean, you know, it's nice you can run it out into a can and go around, but most people are not willing to go to that effort. So, you know, maybe there's pumps and things you can use to feed your drip irrigation and things of that nature that would make it more usable. We also, of course, want to talk about at the booth about hazmat disposal and things like that. We're probably not going to talk as much about traditional recycling because we think that's in pretty good shape. We have our contract with waste management and things like that, and that seems to be going well. We'd like to sponsor other talks on SWNE issues, maybe on toxic chemicals, trying to keep them from getting into our stormwater, things of that nature. We also would like to advertise some of our stuff. It's hard to get the public to come out to things, but we can also educate the program, the public through Nancy's emails, through the website, and other venues that we have, okay? So, we would like to also do more research on grants, as you may have noticed on the presentation on the sewer and stormwater funding. We haven't got a lot of any grants in the last couple of years, so they're kind of hard to come by, but we're going to keep looking at that. When you talk about environment, why there's a lot of private outfits that offer funding, so that is something we'd like to take a more look at. That kind of wraps up my formal thing. I've been on committees for most of the 15 years I've been here, and I would just say that I think, you know, we kind of, it seems like at the moment we kind of have, or at least the last couple of years, some turmoil. What do we want these committees to do? Some couple of them have died, you know, things like that. And I would say, I look at the committees, and particularly the one I'm chairing, as kind of an adjunct to the town personnel, particularly in public works where they're supposed to be doing a lot of education and just don't have the time. So I would say that promotions, education, things like that, these are things that the committees can do. I know Tony over here, his committee has done some work on paid parking and what on earth what that entails, and that certainly is useful, since that's a rather controversial subject. There's other things coming, like energy production, like, you know, oil drilling and wind farms and stuff like that. It may be coming here. Maybe my committee could do some research or do some canvassing of the residents to see what they think, things of that nature, to better inform you when you have to represent the town on these type of things, okay? So I would just say to you, as you map out the new year, take a look at the committees. Which ones do you think are still useful? If you want to combine some, you know, that's something you can think about. And lastly, to define more closely what you want them to do, okay? Because I think some of them are kind of struggling. So that's just my 15-year take on it.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
John, we were talking earlier about the program that the committee wants to have, and I was thinking April, but it is in March, and I know we're not meeting this month. And one of the things we had talked about was a tiny blurb at the bottom of our water bills, and going out the end of February may be too late. If we can get it in the January one, but this would be like no more than 15 words, preferably about 10. Just the title of it, the date, time, location, something like that. To have it printed on there, would you want it to, by the 15th or the 20th, or what would you
think? I would say definitely by the 20th.
Okay. Yeah, not
it'll
any.
Go out the last week of the month.
Yeah, not any later than the 20th of this month. It would go out the end of January. Then, you know, if we put it on the end of February, maybe not as many people would miss
okay,
it.
Okay. Well, we've got somebody talking with Woodward and see if he can come down in March. That's the first issue, and then Melanie. So.
Okay. Can we get together maybe sometime next week and find out what's going on with them and finalize the date so we can get it to Nancy?
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be March 11th, but and I know you want us to use the community center. So, you know, I guess that's where it would be. But.
Well, I guess it's, you know, kind of up to the council. We usually meet in the council room there. We don't have any meetings coming in after us.
Yeah, well, so, you know, where you want...
We need to send her out to the community center for John.
Well, that's where we had to talk by vestibule, okay? Now, I don't envision, you know, mobs of people showing up, okay? But it's at least, since these talks are as much for our benefit as anybody else's, but the community center obviously can accommodate a few more people, I guess, than the town hall.
Yeah, and just gives us another opportunity to use it and maybe to let people see it who haven't seen it before, and, you know, spread the word.
John, your committee's still, you know, well attended, and everybody's on board. You know, you're doing good work.
Well, yeah, everybody comes. Yeah. Occasionally, somebody has a family thing or whatever, but I mean, they don't attend just because they don't want to attend. I have 5 members and 1 alternate. I could always use another one, but it depends on how much of this promotion stuff we get into. If you're manning a booth and you only got 5 people, it gets a little tight, you know, if one of them can come. But everybody seems to be interested.
Anything else for John?
Well, something your committee might want to think about too is some kind of educational program at the pavilion during the summer. If you've got somebody that you want to come in and speak.
Yeah, we've talked about that. The timing is the big problem. You know, during the day when residents are working, a lot of them are there doing whatever. And it's okay to attract the tourists, but our primary target is the residents.
That's true.
Okay, because that's...
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
You want to stand up, Tony, or just want to lay there?
No, I'm going to go first.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'll get the white hat and the dark hat now.
Yeah. He's good.
I'll get the rip for the kid. Hey, see, I have locked myself out of the house.
Oh,
Lord. Could I have a house degree?
You don't have yours with you?
That's the young lady in the house, John.
Yeah.
It's too cold. I've tried to find our little hidden key, but...
Don't tell anybody.
He's a shady customer.
I got that the other day.
Shady customer.
I have no idea where that hidden key is. Thank you much.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the year, what we did is we combined the beach committee and SLAP into one committee. We brought it to council. Council approved that change. There were a number of people that were on both of those committees, so we had a fair amount of overlap. And I think, you know, Tony and I are going to work together here and on both issues. Okay, now, from a beach standpoint, you know, one of our major things is the planting of the sea oats in the spring. And I'm just estimating this year it might cost around $3,500, right? And that's a rough estimate. What I plan on doing is to get a hold of the UNCW program and see if we can get some of their students to come out here and plant the sea oats. We talked about Boy Scouts, you know, other organizations in the area to help us. The other thing that we get involved in here is the education part of it, and we have a brochure on beach recycling and ordinances on the beach. And it roughly costs us $1,000 every year when we update it. So we're going to go through and review that and see if there's any updates that we need to make. If we just have to print up existing brochures, we can do that at the town hall. They got a color printer and so forth, okay? The other thing is we kind of keep an eye on the beach. And, you know, we monitor, you know, keep off the dune signs and so forth. If we need more keep off the dune signs, then we usually contact John, and he makes arrangements for additional signs to be procured and put up. This year, at the end of the, kind of at the end, when we were doing one of our beach sweeps, Tony was out on the scooter, and he went up towards Carolina Beach, and he saw some of that cigarette containers that were on the beach at Carolina Beach. And there's a picture of them there. And I think it's a good thing to be able to have those along the beach. They seem to be used in Carolina Beach. There were, you know, cigarette butts in them. Now, Tony made an estimate of about $1,000, $9,000.
No, it's $1,985.
$1,985?
Yeah, 24 of them.
That's just for the materials?
Yes.
For 24 of them.
So that's not for the signs and everything?
Yeah, right? Well, that's the signage.
Oh, that's the signage.
Yeah, the signage was included.
Okay.
That's the PVC pipe, 24 of the pitch signs, as you see in the picture, and 24 of the decals.
Do the public works just do empties them, or you don't know how they get it?
Well, that's how we'd have to have public works empty them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the committee, when we were talking, the committee said that we might, if public works is busy, that the committee will put it together.
Yes, Ed and Sonny are both not here, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah, and I was out on the beach. I took a couple of cars,
yeah.
And they
just unscrew the bottom, right?
Yeah, and another sleeve comes out of it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So it's made out of metal, so they don't catch the PVC on fire.
It's all PVC, like this.
I wonder whether they'll catch one on fire.
No, they really don't. I mean, it's heavy duty PVC. Okay. And then this one side inserts into it, and they just drop the cigarettes into the 90. And then when they want to clean it, on the bottom of it, there's a nut.
Yeah.
And that whole sleeve comes out, and they just dump that in. And the ones that I were investigating in Carolina Beach, a lot of them had a lot of cigarette butts in them. I mean, it seems to be working.
Have you had a chance to talk to anybody at Carolina Beach about how successful this is, and do they have to empty it every day or once a week?
Well, I haven't. I didn't go that much farther because I have to get council's approval even to start this. So, you know,
it's kind of cool out here.
Not for nothing, but
questions, but I think it's cool out here.
But if if there's 10 butts in each container, it's a winner.
How many containers will you be built with
the 19? It'll be 24 containers. There'll be one on every entrance.
I second David, it's a cool idea.
If Ocean Dunes want to do it, you know, that'll be up to them. But I could always bring it up.
So that'll be another post in the cigarette containers,
right?
You're going to do all that for $1,900?
Well, according to the prices I got, yes.
Okay, all right, that's good.
Yeah. You know, it might be a few bucks more.
I'm just curious because we have them all along the boardwalk and people will put their cigarette out right on the boardwalk and the cigarette container right there.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if people are really going to get up off their blanket and walk up to the thing.
You don't catch the ones going on the beach and the ones coming off the beach.
Yeah.
That's cigarettes.
Yeah, you might not get everybody to come off their, you know, beach chair and walk it over, but they
might
contain them in a cup, and then when they leave, they'll dump them.
Even if you get half of them.
It's something, I mean, for the $2,000, I think it's a great investment. You know, but that's up to council how they decide.
I think we need to talk about Sonny, on how we're going to empty them, and are they going to be there year-round or just during the season, but it's a cool idea. I'm in favor of it. We just got to figure out how to deal with it, right?
And I'd appreciate it if you would talk to somebody in Carolina Beach about, especially now, that they empty them once a month and every day during the season.
Yeah. Does your husband take care of that?
I'm not sure if they do or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It's a cool idea.
We try not to talk about business.
It sounds like the council's willing to come forward with way more information. I appreciate you bringing it to us.
I'll put it on the clock. Every time. I'm kidding.
I'll leave you one at East Street. That's fine. I'll leave you one at East Street, I can tell you right now. I'll leave you every time I go, sir.
I don't know if you could buy them. I don't know if there's a company that makes them, but I would certainly, if they sell, I would like to start that company.
Do you know where Carolina Beach got theirs?
I think I asked Dan, and he said that they made them.
Yeah, they're real.
They're just made. I don't think there's a company that makes them yet.
Bet they came out somewhere. There's an opportunity. You can start your next business.
Yeah, that's why.
Start a business here at Curry Beach.
Yeah.
Okay, the other.
To the new B1 district.
Yep.
The other thing that the Beach Committee was involved in last year was the Keep America Beautiful Beach Week, which we basically, we had a good turnout for that, and it's basically local folks that volunteered to come and clean the beach. We had the UNCW Beach Sweep, which are the honor students at UNCW come down here, and we had about 115 students come down to clean the beach. And UNCW pretty much funds that whole thing. They bring snacks and food and everything, and they were at the pavilion, and it went real well. Then we had the Carolina Beach School wanted to do a beach sweep, so we had them do a beach sweep.
He did it for his class project.
Right. The other thing is that the we had to keep the dogs off the beach signs. We got new signs made that were all consistent with fines and so forth, and the dates that they were supposed to be off the beach, and that was funded by the police chief. And that's, and if there's any safety issues that we find when we're out on the beach, there's been instances where, some of our drainage pipes have been floating down the beach and things like that. We usually, contact Sunny and company and let them know it needs to pick those up. Okay?
Tony, you want to?
Yeah. One thing that that was mentioned about the volunteers, UNCW. They supply all their food, drinks, and stuff, and I would like to change that this year, that it comes out of our budget, that we pay for that food and drink.
No.
No.
Get this, we agree.
Wow.
What's today's date? The 7th.
They're paying for it.
Hold on.
I mean, I like when the girls.
I just think that it's, if they're coming to our beach to clean our beach, the
they're
least we could
it,
do
they're
is
doing
it. Yeah,
they're
doing
their project.
Okay. Okay. Don't pay for their food. Let them bring their own in a little brown bag.
Yes. I mean, you should make sure that the supplies that they need are there at every.
Well, day. They are. Our supplies are there. But I just thought it would be a nice gesture that we supply.
No, that's not a good gesture.
Keep it up.
Whatever.
Do we have water and stuff there? Or
why should we give them water? Let them drink ocean.
They bring
water.
Their own water.
They
bring their own water. They bring everything.
Okay.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
No, they don't pay for anything.
This is a rough crowd, I'll tell you that.
Try to tie with the money.
I'm afraid to go forward.
Keep going.
Just so you know that the town website has been updated with our beach entrances. And if you go on for parking, it'll show you the different areas for parking on our map at town. So if anybody, any tourists want to, what are you looking at?
What map is that?
On the left.
Did you ever look at the map at the town site? There's a map and it shows the whole strand, and it has little icons. You can hit it, and it'll show at every entrance how many parking, if there's handicap to the beach and stuff. So we constantly update that as we go. We got two new wheelchairs this year, and now we have a total of five that we give out. The three damaged accesses have been repaired from the last storm that we had. One, they really couldn't do what we wanted to because the water was coming right up to the entrance. So we fixed it, but it's not exactly what we want. But you know, it is what it is. That's all the way at the end by Ocean Dunes, one of the last ones. Yeah. The water comes right up to that.
By the regions?
Yeah, well, in that area.
They were trying to make it a handicap access,
and
they couldn't do it.
Yeah. I mean, the ramp now is handicapped because the parking is across the street.
Yeah.
They could use, you know, a wheelchair to go up the ramp now, and they could sit out there. But we wanted to make it a bigger viewing station. But we just couldn't. When they were digging out there, the water was right there. So, you know, like I said, we do what we could do. Also, the no dogs bird feeding, no bird feeding signs have been installed on Atlantic Avenue. Sonny did a great job on those.
Did you have a dead bird sign? And it was dead then?
Yep. And so that's been complete. But as I found out, Sonny is going to make a great effort to install the rest of the signs on the Strand. Hopefully that is done, because right now we have no signage. And also Ocean Dunes put signs on their entrances. So when our signs are up in Ocean Dunes, the entire Strand will have signage on all our entrances. So if anybody goes onto the beach, they know where they are. And if there's an emergency, they just look up and they could call 911 and give them that address. Also on that, Dennis Cooper and myself, we went up to the 911 center with the map that we made, and they copied the map, and now it's on their system, so-called. So if they get a 911 call, they just have to look at our map and they can see where they are in relationship to the beach. So that part is taken care of. Also with the sign, we made, through Chief Cooper, he paid for it, we made laminated 18 by 42 laminated signs for the beach that shows the entire Strand, handicapped, and whatever, you know, the pumps, the entrances, the fire hydrants, the pump stations, all along the Strand. So that's complete. All heads have a map in their office that has that map. We also did the beach access wood signs that go to the entrances, E through J. And we corrected the wrong spelling on some of them. So that's up. And there was a missing handicap sign on Atlantic Avenue that had, after they did that, they took a handicap sign off, and the officers came up to me, and they can't issue a summons because there was no handicap sign. But since that, we installed the handicap sign, so now they could get tickets out. And also, we have the nine signs for the lifeguard stands that have not been installed yet, so hopefully Sonny will install those. These are the signs that's going to go right on Fort Fisher, facing, I guess, north. So when the 911 ambulance comes down, they just have an idea of where the lifeguard stand is on the other side. So that hasn't been installed, but hopefully, you know, we'll be installing that. Also, the sidewalks on K Avenue, I know it's been a struggle.
The contract will be awarded January 23rd, and we'll know then.
Great. So when that is given out, the first thing they're going to do, as far as I understood, they're going to put drainage in, they're going to put curbs in, and then they're going to put the sidewalk in. At that point, then we will start at the Corral parking and update that. We have a plan that we wanted to put in use, but until they put the sidewalk in, and how far they're going with the sidewalk, we don't know. We have to add more asphalt, stones, or, we just don't know. Yes, ma'am.
On the corrals, I'm still waiting on easement agreement. It got stalled out when we, DOT told us we had to pave it on this, and AT&T doesn't want to deal with that. So I'm just trying to get the easement, their sign easement, so we can record it here, and then we're going to have to go back and address the driveway.
Okay.
I think it'll be easier once we get that, but I'm having a hard time getting the original sign easement.
Right, and then once that is done, and we get a driveway in, we put parking bumpers, we have that area all laid out, and then we have to worry about lighting in that area. So, you know, we just don't know what we're going to do yet, you know.
This was one of the things I had mentioned to Tony earlier, and Nancy, I don't know if you were helping or if Sonny could work on it, but when we start putting together our committee budget this year, it would be good if we had some sort of idea of what that corral parking lot is going to cost us. Hopefully it won't be 18 months before it goes in, so hopefully we'll be doing it this, you know, this year or next fiscal year, and we need to know what those lights are going to cost. If we're doing gravel, are we going to do any landscaping?
That's for the foot of lights.
Well, if we have a parking lot, you know.
I mean, we have street lights.
Yeah. Well, there's a pole there. It might be like we did at Joe Weeks Park. We just installed a light on an existing pole, which gave enough of light. I mean, you have to have some light there. It is pretty dark, so
if we have any in the parking lot, it would be nice if it matched the oceanfront park.
Well, I think the street lights are there, they can swing that one around.
Yeah, you know, we didn't do any, I'm just bringing it up to you, we didn't do anything in lighting because we don't know, we didn't know if this was even going to come up.
Right.
True. So, I mean, even when Joe Eats Park was done, everything was in and working. And we didn't have lighting there for, I don't know, maybe 6 months.
Right.
By the time they went through the cycle, this and that. So that was no big deal. Okay. And getting back to the cigarette butts, I was going to bring it up to council at the next council meeting for approval to buy the stuff, take the money out of the committee money, just so everybody would know.
Can you just let, since Sonny's not here, let him know when are they going to be up and down, and so he can figure out how much it's going, what labor he needs to do that, right?
Well,
because right now he doesn't go on the beach during the winter time as often.
Oh, that's true.
Right. So, just let him know your thoughts, so he can figure out what if it's any labor issue. It
you
should
need
be
to make the signs.
Well, to service it, ongoing servicing it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what you don't want to do is have a place that then fills up with butts so people walk up there and then they just throw them and you have a big pile of them. So
yeah.
Someone's got to clean them. And Sonny should just, he's going to have to estimate because he's not going to know how long it'll take before
yeah,
he clean
it's,
either.
It's,
right?
That's one of the hardest things to
yeah.
estimate. You don't know if they're going to be filled.
That's
or
right.
go to, they might be able to do it once a week.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So just give him a heads up.
You have to make the things too, right?
Yeah, we have to make the things. What
yeah.
what we were saying that our committee said that they would be happy to get together and,
yeah,
make,
yeah.
and put them together. So,
yeah.
which is
nice.
Which was pretty nice,
nice
of our committee to do that.
Each councilman can do five.
That's good.
Right? Emily, I'll let you do mine.
Tony's doing mine.
When we looked at it, we saw one corner of the Surfrider emblem.
Yes,
and that's a. Kind of a national outfit. I don't know whether they provided funding or just wanted
no,
to hear
no, I called them and they never called me back. If you wanna call them.
Well, there is a local rep here.
Well, if you would like to do that,
Carolina,
Surfrider, if you would like to do that, that
okay,
would be fine. Get back to me.
Okay, so you're gonna bring it to council.
Yes,
minutes.
I'll bring that.
I
mean,
I'll delay you. Just let some.
Okay, the other thing that was brought to my attention about the business district parking, I talked to Nancy about it. I was on vacation when they had a meeting, but two owners of businesses came up to me and they asked about their concerns about what parking spaces we're going to be missing. So as far as I can see, we're going to be missing two parking spaces. Now, what I would like to do to counter that is where the police used to park, and going towards Fort Fisher, we have room before they ripped it up. I went out and measured. We have room to put two more parking spaces exactly the same way up to Fort Fisher. And there's plenty of room to go into Fort Fisher. So I would like, if I have to bring this up to the council at the meeting, I would like to have those two parking spaces reinstalled at Fort Fisher. So what they're building will be a wash of the two that we're losing.
Could you run that by Sunny first?
No, I didn't run that by anybody.
No, I mean, will you, please? I'm requesting.
Well, I'm bringing it to council, and then council has to let me know one way or the other. I have to answer to council.
I'd like for you to talk to Sunny first.
Well, I think Sunny's, I mean, the plans have already been drawn for the landscaping in that area.
Well,
I mean, you're going to have to stop when they're down there now.
Yeah, that's right. It would
well,
be
the thing is, the planners are not in. The planners could be made smaller. That's not a big deal to make a planner bigger or smaller. The thing is that we had two people that own businesses were very concerned about that. They came to council or they came to a meeting, they got no satisfaction. Then they came to me because I'm in charge of parking in the town. They told me their story. I looked at it. That's why I'm bringing it up to council now, that they were concerned about it. Also, the flower pot that's towards the pier where people make the turn, I brought it up to Nancy. We can make that smaller, like a 4-foot round planter.
That's going to be smaller.
So what they had originally planned was a huge planter there. So at that point, they said if they could change the big planter to a 4-foot round planter, then they could change the other planters also. It's not that hard to change planters because that's going to be the last thing they put in.
So they already ordered them, do you know?
No, they're curved planters.
Yeah.
They're part of the curving.
The
only concern is with the water. If you make it smaller and he's running water, the water would have to go inside the planter versus if it was a bigger planter. But
it's not a planter. I mean, it's a landscape
area. But that's why I'm bringing it up to council to see what you want to do. If we can bring two more parking spaces.
Talk to that lady right there.
Well, I'm talking to council.
We approve the plan so council has to. Yeah,
so can I just step back for just a second? So the plans, were they at the November meeting when I wasn't there?
No, you were there.
So which meeting was it?
Sunny handed them out. We were all
there. I believe you guys.
I
believe with everything's going on the corner. I was just asking, right? Because, and I'm fine with it. I mean, so we've already changed them to make it smaller after we
changed them. Scale them back a little bit.
Which I think is smaller.
Scale them back a little bit for the meeting with the businesses.
Okay. So then it has changed. Because I was at the last meeting, right, when it came up, and we didn't give any direction, which I'm glad it changed, actually, because I think we should have gave direction, but we didn't. So I'm glad staff acted, I think, properly.
Prudently.
Right. Which is good.
Well, it's the main one in the middle section at the end because of the turn.
Because of the turn, that's right. Which I think was a good input, right?
Right.
And if it's down to two, that's better than people thought, right?
Yes.
Because George said higher and I thought higher too, right? So it's already better than.
Well, because they consider everywhere that's smart for not parking.
As parking spaces?
So they're trying to say we're taking 5 or 6 spaces.
No, they're
okay.
Wrong.
We're not.
That.
We're taking two.
We're
individually
taking two.
Marked spaces.
Okay.
Putting those two back at the front on
but
the north
so
side.
But so where the truck parks, his other issue is not going to be able to park there, though, right? So it's still an issue for them.
Well, that's why we shortened that one planter in the middle.
Right,
so
to help them out for the turns.
But there will be a planter, but I think Sunny scaled that one back, not come out quite as far, so that...
To help traffic, which is good.
Right.
Okay. And because the fire truck's an issue, too, so it's not just
right.
Those big trucks.
And George had an issue, also, as he was telling you all this.
Yeah, blocking his stormwater runoff.
Right, in that corner. I don't know exactly where it's going to go.
That was because that's where people stop to run inside and pick up their to-go.
Right.
No, we're not going to eliminate that parking space.
But that's not his concern.
No. But if the planter is big enough and where the trucks can't back up into that alleyway.
It wouldn't be that big.
It's not that big.
Okay, I don't know, I didn't see the size.
It's not that where truck can't back in there.
Okay, that's fine. So the only other part that I'm worried about is adding two parking spaces that would alleviate the ones that we're taking away for the planter and for the transformer. The police are gonna move to Atlantic Avenue. There's a spot there that nobody usually parks, and they're gonna designate that, as far as I was told, they were gonna designate that as for fire and police.
And ask for that, because when we first started talking, Dennis and Sonny and I, you know, if we could use the police parking spot, because they don't park there that often, number one, they park in the pier.
Right.
If they're down there, and Dennis's preference is to have something closer to the park.
The park, that was the other incident. Now, I talked to Dennis.
I have to approach council.
I talked to Dennis last week or 2 weeks ago, he said he was for the two parking spaces added there. So we add the two parking spaces, and we're already making the planter smaller. That would stop a lot of complaining from the business owners about eliminating two more spots. And I'm all in favor of not eliminating spots down there. That's our job as Slack.
Yeah, and see, what I don't like is this jerking Sonny around on a project that he's already bid out.
I don't, thank you.
Now, I mean, that's the issue for me. So, I hear you. I think it's good feedback to council.
I don't know. I was away, so I don't know how all these meetings happened.
Yeah.
And, who, you know, I was away that one
meeting. For the business owners, but you and I talked about it.
Yeah, that's when I came up with my ideas.
At that point, we're going to take out three parking spaces.
Right. So we've already been somewhat responsive. Where are you
planning on putting the two new spaces?
Where the police car is right now.
Where the police used to parallel park.
There were spaces long time ago.
Oh, from Bud and Joe's, on Bud and Joe's side.
But right there at the end, it really is not enough.
Where the cruiser sits today.
Directly.
Yeah.
Where the cruiser sits.
That's a good sign.
And forgive me, because I haven't seen the plans that you guys saw.
A planner's going in there. Yeah, whatever. So, Tony brought something to council. Nancy's brought up the concern that it impacts a contract we've already let that we're actually executing. That's why Sonny's not still here. He's down there, right?
And he's cutting back what he can. I mean, I don't.
I'm with Dean. So, one, I appreciate your input, and two, I kind of feel bad about it too, because I walked down there with Sonny, but I don't remember the meeting. Which just shows how much stuff's going on in the world. But, you know, I hear what George said. It sounds like we were responsive to his issue, which I appreciate staff for doing. And from my standpoint, you know, I think we've moved forward with it, and then we can pull it back out. The reason those two spots were pulled away long ago, just so you know, Tony, was because of multiple accidents because people couldn't see to the north. And they would try to jump the light, and so those two spots were purposely removed with the police car there to stop accidents at that one intersection, right? So I think putting them back in, I'm kind of ambivalent. One, I think we're better off than we were, but I don't know. I just don't like re-engaging the staff in a project that's in executing right now. If we decide it turns out a problem, we can put them back in. But I appreciate you protecting parking spaces down there, because we only keep taking them away, right?
Well, in 2015, they're going to repave Fort Fisher. And they're going to tear up the sidewalk, tear up the gutters and everything, and redo all that too. So then you'll get a chance to voice your opinion as to, you know, where we can put more spaces.
There are spaces on Fort Fisher we can put more. And compact car sizes.
And I will talk to the powers of me and see if I can speed this up a little bit.
Just that, you know, I wanted to bring it up to council.
No, so you're doing the right thing. Yeah, you're doing the right thing.
But it does look like, you know, even if you don't add two, then add one. Where the police park and move the planter up forward. Let's settle on one. And as you see here, do you see these pictures on this one?
Yeah, I mean, I know up there. You can bring it over here. I mean, not only one person, too.
No, I'm bringing it up, too, so everybody understands.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing my job.
Yeah, no, I understand. You are, exactly right. I'm not beating you up. Nancy might later, but I'm not. I know what you're talking
yeah.
about.
So instead of that player being put it here, and this is one, so we're losing one board spot within downtown.
I don't think that's a big issue.
Well, the question is, I think Emily's question was exactly right. It's a big issue if Sonny has to rebid it, because he's already got a bid on the project. If the project's guy's like, that's fine, then it's not. So I think that's the issue, and I think that was what Emily was trying to get at. Look, Sonny needs to know about this.
Yes, that's true. Also with that, and I'm not picking on Sonny or being negative, but as a chairman, that's not my job to deal with Sonny and tell.
Okay.
It's up to council to tell Sonny, not me, because I get myself in trouble.
No, I understand. I hear you.
You know, and I don't want to do that.
So
appreciate that.
So council, a question. Count to the rest of council. So I need to wait for Craig to come back. So I mean. Do you guys want me to talk to Sonny and ask him if it's cost neutral, or we're just not going to change it?
No.
Okay, that's what Dean said. Where are you at, Steve? Do you want me to talk to Sonny and ask if it's cost neutral for one space, or we're done and we've already approved it?
You approved it.
Yeah. Okay, Craig and Emily, so the question was, our parking chairman said, look, do you want to try to save a space if it's cost neutral or not? Sonny's not here. Does council want me to ask Sonny that, or we're done?
No, because he was talking to me this morning, Steve, man, there's already been like five changes on this project.
Right, okay.
He's already driving him up the wall.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Well, he can yell at me, that's what my job is, right? So I understand, I'm asking council.
We were talking about projects that I've found in the past.
If you're asking my opinion, from my perspective, I think if we could increase downtown parking, that's probably a smart idea.
Right. Okay, so that's one. Emily, where are you at?
I think somebody, either Tony or
the Tony's already said it'll be me since I'm the commissioner.
Who's the liaison for the
I am, that's why. Well, now I'm the liaison for Sonny Beaker.
Yes.
Okay. See, I'm John's liaison right here.
Yeah.
When he needs that, most of the time he goes and talks to Sonny himself. But if he has any problems, I help him and I go with him. So who is Tony's liaison?
Steve.
But
so one of you probably need to let Sonny.
Well, no, the council has to say that. So right now we have two no's, a yes, and one are you.
Yeah, Sonny's cut it back as much as he can. Let him go with it.
That's where Dean and Steve are, right? So that's why I'm asking, where are you at?
Well, I just think Sonny needs to be aware that we're having this discussion.
Sonny's
I don't care who tells him.
Yeah.
But I'd hate for him to find it out because.
Well, no, I'll tell him we had the discussion, but what I'm asking is, what's council's will on this issue, right?
Why don't you still talk to him?
So if he says it won't cost any more to add a parking space, are you telling me then do that or not? That's what I'm asking. Because I got to talk to him.
He has to have one stripe for his parking.
Aesthetically, he laid it out and did a good job, as is.
Okay. Well, that's where Dean's at. That's what I'm asking. I'm asking council what you guys want.
But you're talking about two parking spaces that don't have anything to do with the design, right?
They will change the design.
Right here, Emily. I don't know if you see.
They changed the design.
Yes, they will.
They changed the planner. They changed the planner at on K Avenue.
This is where
Okay, there you go. Good.
No.
Three commissioners have said no. Good. We're keeping like it is.
Okay.
So for the record, the consensus is 3-2, not to change the project, the utility burial project.
That's right.
Who's the two?
Craig and I. And that's fine.
No, 3-2 is not to change it. So
that's
Craig,
right.
Craig and David.
Dean, Steve, and Emily. This is the way it is. That's right. That's fine. Yeah.
It's
happening more. I'm going to see more of that thing with this side. I didn't say anything. I'll wait for y'all to decide.
She said yes.
No, not to change the project.
Right.
No, I didn't
say anything. I was waiting for all y'all to say.
Please, Steve, Emily, don't change it.
I would be glad to talk to him, but I'm finally where it is. So I'm not going to bother Sonny. We're going to keep it the way it is.
Yes, hi. You guys,
Tony, we appreciate the input.
No problem.
We understand it costs two parking spaces for a big thing. But for the parking committee, we did respond to George's concerns around the downtown. So we changed the planner to make the turn better. And there's only two actual parking spaces that are official we're losing.
Yes.
And that's the message from the council to everyone. Right. One for the transformer and one for the planter at the south, right at the east end.
I'll send someone out to show you where
it is. And the street light, okay? Which is why.
Turtle friendly.
Yeah.
Turtle friendly street light.
There you go. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing it up.
That's okay.
That's right.
Quiet, all right.
Anything else, Tony?
Okay, so we will see you. Bye-bye. Pizza's here.
I think I'm done because I think parking and the volunteer dinner is going to come later. So yeah. I think
they're there, and you can just show them.
Does anybody have any questions for me?
Yes, it is, but you may need to do tip.
There's one more sign we need that we don't have about not leaving your tents and chairs and stuff or on the beach. We don't have that posted anywhere.
Yeah, that's one of the lifeguards telling
Nancy,
everyone.
Just a tip is the only thing left. $10.
Oh, about to get some time. Right?
Just, no, they'll have, no. Just write it on the receipt.
What did you know about? Do you know about what, Chad?
Volunteers
looking hot dogs. You came for lunch?
Hey, are the volunteers looking hot dogs?
Actually, I invited for one.
Does anybody have any questions for me? Or?
No, great job.
Okay.
Well, we just told them to come at 12:45. This is a perfect opportunity to go ahead and break for lunch, I guess. Well, break sound like anybody else is going.
Are we adjourned for lunch?
Let's go ahead and do that for lunch. They'll bring it in. And,
yes, we're going to now.
Okay, we're adjourned for lunch.
Yeah.
So come back early. Yeah, no, you guys don't get
he'll be able to say, hey, make
yep.
Right. Watch it. You make that kind of sun fire.
Oh, bummer.
Okay, I'll get the record.
Andy, you can go ahead and shut that. There's a little stopper right there if you want to pull that up. Thank you.
Ready?
You started.
Okay.
What I have up here is, I'll just call it like a draft five-year capital plan, and this was getting the input from all the department heads on projects of at least 5,000 or more that they thought for the next 5 years. There might be a couple things up there that aren't projected out. I see like... the fifth one down, Curry Beach Village, Phase 2, Part A. Sonny wasn't sure when he was going to do that, but the estimated cost is about $750,000. Same with the one below that, the Ocean Outfall Chambers. He was estimating approximately $40,000 per project, and you know exactly how many projects there will be, he wasn't sure. And I think he had mentioned that an engineer is looking at currently at the one at the Sea Watch area. So really the purpose of this, and the first column there was what was actually in the current year budget, where it says final budget, 2013-14. Sort of the purpose of this is for planning purposes. We'll use this more when we get to the actual budget work sessions, but it's also to kind of get an idea when we're going to need what our financial needs are going to be for significant projects going forward. And if you have any questions about a specific project, I mean, unfortunately, Sonny and Dennis aren't here, you'd really have to direct your questions to them about specific projects. But
how many police vehicles? I mean, 32, is that just one?
32 would be one, so for 14-15, that looks like three. It probably averages about 30,000 a vehicle.
But that's all the equipment, too, that they're required to have?
Right, it's all, yes. It's fully ready to hit the street, so.
What's that? And so that's in his replacement plan. So it's probably, we've been in the low peak for the last couple of years, and like this, as it comes up, he normally keeps them for 3 or 4 years, I think.
Yeah, and some even up to 5.
Right.
Now this year,
so
we,
as far as rotation.
We just replaced two. We got a new truck, and that was one of the loans that I mentioned. Not closed yet, but he actually has the vehicle. And then a car that he actually purchased out of his asset forfeiture money.
Okay, will we just be continuing those loans, or will we actually have higher?
No, we would just continue the loans, kind of as we usually pay them off over about 4 years, so we may have a year or so, you know, before we start the next loan. But it's just kind of like an ongoing forever process. What's that?
What? Miscellaneous storm.
Well, no, that's
$61,961. I mean, how miscellaneous?
No, that's actually what was in. That's in the current year budget without any. There was nothing specified,
okay.
But it kind of balances the budget for the stormwater fund. So, you know, it was for whatever projects. You know, Sunny didn't have anything in particular, but I think right now we've taken $15,000 that's going to be used for the gutters and other things on the K Avenue project.
Well, I mean, this 5-year thing is fine. What about the shallow draft inlets? I mean, like I said, we're going to have to step up to the plate sometime.
Yeah, that's not a capital project. This is more looking at, you know, whether we need to buy something, construct something. Yeah, I mean, what you're talking about is definitely other considerations.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anybody has any questions. Again, it's kind of a... It's never a final document, I guess, because it's
moving target all the time.
Yeah, continually changing. Is there any questions?
So the plan is to replace a couple police vehicles, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Dennis keeps a whole schedule of, you know, which ones come up. So
I missed that part of the discussion. I'm sorry. I don't want to make you go through it again.
Well, so the issue is it shows up on the capital plan, but then it gets converted to leases. So when we do the budget, you'll see it better broken out. This workshop's not really about the budget. All the budget always comes up, right? But you'll see it by the schedule, and you can see here's all the vehicles I have, here's when they'll run out, here's when I replace them. So Dennis does a really good job, and the fire department does as well. So it's something, all three of them, because they've been doing it for so long, here's how they run.
And yours is on here too.
So that's kind of that for the capital plan. So what I wanted to move on to first was just some, like what I'll call like financial indicators, and then also some comparative data with some other communities. What I wanted to show first is something that you actually saw as part of the the audit presentation, and it's really just the components of our governmental funds, how the fund balance breaks down into the required categories that are restricted. That's basically, you know, restricted for a specific use. So you have the streets as Powell bill money. State statute is a required calculation that has to be done, that we have to maintain a certain amount of reserves on hand. Then the federal asset forfeiture, those funds were also restricted to use. And we had the money that we received from, I guess, the Duke Energy, I guess at this point, of $10,000 that we've since used, but at the end of the fiscal year, it was still a restricted use funds. And then we had nothing that was committed, but what committed is if council votes to set aside a certain amount of money for something. Like a year or two ago, it was for the inlet dredging. They actually, you know, it was a formal action, I think a resolution actually, that was done to commit certain amount of funds to that. And then assigned is a more, it's also directed by council, but not like in a formal way. So for us, typically assigned is our stormwater money, which earlier I had shown that as a separate fund. When we combine this all into what's considered governmental funds, you can kind of combine all these different funds, and then stormwater is just an assigned. It's assigned for stormwater use. So what does all this mean? I don't want to get stuck on all this. We're actually in pretty good shape. And I showed this initially because a couple years ago, 2 years ago, council approved a new fund balance, minimum fund balance policy. So I just wanted to show you that so I could kind of report where we are in regard to that policy. And the policy was to have no less than 32% of unrestricted fund balance, 32% of total projected expenditures. And unrestricted fund balance was the total of what you had just seen of committed, assigned, and unassigned. And just to show you that we're actually in great shape. Our unrestricted for this past fiscal year was almost 53%. We've made a lot of progress since 2011 and are well within the policy that council has set. I wanted to show some comparative information with some other towns and things that I could get off of the local, state and local government division, part of the North Carolina Department of State Treasurer website. And I wanted to, this is actually some per capita information, and this goes back to fiscal year 12. It was the most recent information I could get, so it's over a year old. But it kind of shows us in relation to some other towns that I thought were similar in regard to one being beach towns and two population. So it's us, Wrightsville Beach, Atlantic Beach, Surf City, and also ones that had similar services, like had a water and sewer system. Then that last one that says group average, they calculate something based on population. So we fit into a certain group. So that's the entire state, an average from towns similar size to us for the entire state. But I think what's important to see out of this whole thing is that on a per capita basis, we're way below all of the other beach towns in regard to revenue. Almost every category on there. And there's some unusual things, and some of this is the way that the information was reported, like why Wrightsville Beach would have zero for sales tax. Apparently, something they reported to the state, they had something in an incorrect category, is my guess, because everybody gets sales tax revenue, same with Surf City. So there's a few quirks in here or whatever, but again, for the most part, you can see where we stack up against similar-sized beach towns in regard to per capita revenue.
What is debt proceeds, just for interest?
That would be loans.
Okay, so we're taking out loans. So basically, it shows Wrightsville and Atlantic didn't take out loans in 2012.
Well, they don't have any
debt.
Well,
they didn't report them that way.
Right. I mean, that's what you don't know with some of this information,
okay,
unfortunately. For example, I was going to include Carolina Beach in here, but they never submitted any information to the state, so. But looking at it per capita, that's why I wanted to try to include them. I mean, I thought it would be good, but they had no information on the website.
Beach's population is
just about 20.
401 of those? Wow.
So this is actually a similar kind of thing, but but in regard to expenditures. And you have, like, utilities is really, the water and sewer expenses, and then, debt service. Transportation is kind of our PAL bill expenditures. Public safety would be, fire, police, lifeguards.
Wow.
So, again, you can see where we stack up in regard to spending is also, significantly below, per capita anyway, the other beach towns. And it's hard to compare us to that group average a lot because you have a lot of different circumstances with, other...
They're not beach towns.
Right.
Right. That's the group of all between, 1,000 and 2,000 or something?
Exactly.
Yeah. If you don't have lifeguards, it's a lot easier, and you don't have to pick up beach trash.
That's right.
They're seasonal.
So again, kind of just gives you a feel where we are in relation to some of the other towns.
So per capita expenditures total are well below.
Right.
Like half of Wrightsville and Atlantic Beach.
Right.
And a third of Surf City. Why is Surf City so high?
Well, Surf City has Surf City has huge loans. They have to.
Mm-hmm.
They look at the debt service.
Okay. Yeah, but their utilities, They don't have a big business district, do they? Surf City, I've been there a little bit.
Surf City's really not that big.
They may annex quite a bit of property up there.
But it also, we'll see some other stuff later on that it looks like they must have done some fairly recent, very significant...
Big utilities, capital projects, okay, I got you. So that purple on utilities is really capital investment versus just spending?
Yeah, it could be, yeah, I mean, it's...
I got you, okay. That's still off.
And then this, also, the total expenses will be the same, but it breaks it down a little differently, you know, salary and wages, you know, again, seeing that we're way below the other beach towns.
Well, Wrightsville Beach has a lot more employees.
Yeah, do we have some idea of how many employees they have? I mean, if we were comparing, you know, 40 to 40 versus 40 to 90.
Right offhand, I mean, that's not part of what was reported here. I didn't go through that exercise, I guess, this year. I did a couple years ago surveying a lot of other beach towns, but...
You know, if they had a big capital project, wouldn't Surf City's capital outlay per capita be higher than 271?
Well, this is where I said that I went back and forth whether to even put this here, because I think in a lot of cases they miscategorized things when they reported.
Okay.
Because you look at their, like, all other for Surf City is, you know, something doesn't, and unfortunately I can't go back and figure out what
fine.
They did. But
it's still good to add. It's kind of cool to look at.
Right.
I mean, I think it highlights something that I've said in multiple meetings with this group, maybe you weren't, and so it's great, that our value to the taxpayer for what we spend is very high. And this shows it because he's divided by the number of people. So
right.
The taxpayers, I mean, external property owners, Wrightsville Beach is getting some extra benefit of that, that it's not showing up. But even then, even with that, we're still showing. Because you think he's using population, but they're spending off the business owners too, so it's still even, it highlights it even more, I think.
Right.
If you could pop back to the taxes, property taxes.
Yeah, same thing.
There, look at the value mm-hmm. there to the town people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right.
But I agree with you 100%, we're not raising taxes.
Well, I don't know what that.
What I wanted to show,
if
there's no other questions on the per capita, what I also wanted to go through is a couple like financial indicators, I guess. And these also come from the state and local government division, from the North Carolina's state treasurer. And this first one, this just shows us, and I could only get through 2012, but for us, I could calculate what it is for 2013. But when I show us in relation to some of the other towns, I can only get their 2012 information.
Okay.
But this actually, you know, kind of as it says, it's the considered the operations ratio, and it's actually determining whether your annual revenues are sufficient to pay for annual operations. And this is the general fund, not excludes the water and sewer. So if you look at that, you know, we're definitely over one, so that's good, and it's increasing. That's also good. This shows us in relation to the other towns, and what it starts out with Curie Beach for 2012, and then I threw our 2013 calculation on the end of it. But here I could get information for Carolina Beach, so I added them in. So it's Atlantic Beach, Carolina Beach, Surf City, Wrightsville Beach. And if you look at us in relation to everybody else, we're actually doing very well in regard to covering our expenses.
So this is saying that they pay for their 2012 budget by taking money out of their unobligated funds.
Correct.
Right.
That's right. If it's
okay.
Less than one.
And so this is 2012, so it doesn't show all the stuff Carolina Beach did last year to cut costs.
Correct.
It's the year before. Okay.
Correct.
I just want to make sure I understood.
Yeah. For the other towns, that information probably won't be ready until,
right.
You know, I don't know, the summer.
But I expect Carolina Beach tried to go up in this, and I assume they did, with all the stuff they cut out. I just don't know if they made it or not. Okay.
Yeah. I'm a,
Arlen, just to maybe demonstrate that there's actually even a better job. So you've increased, we went from 112 to 128 or something. Mm-hmm. Or 117
right.
to 128.
Right.
Yes.
And we actually spent more, didn't we? Our budget grew year to year.
Yeah, our budget has gone up each
year. So our budget,
yes.
Even though the budget is growing, our sufficiency, or whatever you call this, is actually increasing. That's a hell of a good job.
Right. I mean, it's everybody. I mean, department heads doing a good job, you know, controlling expenses. I mean, we're, you know, trying to estimate revenues and expenses as best we can.
We raised some fees, we got some money last year, too, right?
Well, you had some testing fees.
But you also had a greater budget.
Yeah. And we are building.
So if that accelerated, the faster
way. It will go forever, right?
Yeah.
Good. Wow.
This one actually, liquidity, and this is what's considered our ability to, I guess, pay for short-term obligations. And that's really our cash and investments divided by our current liabilities. So here we're moved around a little bit, and I put up their minimum of 2. That's more of a standard for industry. There really isn't one for governments. And you're really better off comparing yourself to other local governments, which we'll do in the next slide. But you can see we fluctuate a little bit depending on the year. And then when you see in relation to the other towns, you see, you know, a wide range here. And, you know, we're kind of, I don't know, maybe on the lower end, but it doesn't mean we have a problem at all. When we're at, you know, 18, around 18, we don't really have a problem.
Is short-term 3 months worth of bills, six months worth of bills?
Short-term would be one year.
1 year, okay. Right. So that says we have 18 years worth of payments? That doesn't feel right.
In a way, yes, because you're taking your cash and cash and investments divided by your short-term liabilities, but it excludes any long-term liabilities. So you'd have 18 times the cash to pay for your short-term liabilities.
But what's counted as short-term liabilities? Are all salaries counted as short-term liabilities?
No, they wouldn't even
they're
be counted
zeroed out. Okay.
Right, it would accounts payable at the end of the year. Your current. Current debt service.
Okay. But that's, we fire everyone and we could go for 18 years with no people. Okay. So, nice, whatever. Okay. I just want to make sure I understand. I just want to make sure I understand it, right?
I didn't see anything up there about firing anybody.
No. What I'm saying is, I understand why it's used in industry, but it's not a good measure at all.
Right. Okay. I mean, and there's a couple here that, and I even excluded some of the measures act because it was like they really.
I just wanted to understand the measure, and it's not a measure. It's kind of cool, okay, to compare ourselves, right. But okay, whatever.
Yeah, the first one was more important than this one, I would say.
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
This one's the ability to meet long-term obligations.
Okay,
and here it's your fund balance as a percentage of expenditures.
Okay, there we go.
So there, again, you see the big dip in 2011 because we had to transfer money to capital projects. Yeah. And then since then, we've been greatly increasing this ratio.
And again, does this one include people or not?
Well, this includes... This is your fund balance divided by expenditures, so it's...
So it does include salaries.
Well, it includes your savings divided by, it wouldn't really be salaries. Again, it's all your liabilities, it's all
okay.
your...
Okay. So, because, I'm sorry to keep interrupting, I want to understand this very well. So, on your, very early on, when you talked about the fund balances, my quick math said we have about 6 months that if no revenues came in, we could pay all the bills for 6 months.
Correct.
Right? And so for me, okay, that's how I try to run my house. I only have 6 months worth of bills in the bank. That's sort of, you know, what financial counselors would tell you, you should have that, right, before you start doing other stuff. And so that makes me feel good about where we are. And that's why I want to make sure I understand all these, because they're not saying the same thing, but I see... That's why I'm asking what's in, what's out.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's just different looks at the...
Okay.
Now, is this 6 months or 8 months?
Well, this is a slightly different calculation that they show here. That other one I showed earlier in regard to our minimum fund balance, that's the one we should really be taking a closer look at. And that we had about 6 months worth of reserve.
Right.
This one is considered the financing obligation. So this is the amount of your total expenditures that are dedicated to debt service.
I wish the U.S. government was as good.
So
less is more.
Yeah. Right, correct.
It's like you're paying off your house.
And this is where I think I'd mentioned earlier that, you know, bond rating agencies are going to look for 20% or less.
Right.
And again, not that really applies to us, but it gives some degree of, you know, something to compare it to. And this is the other towns comparing it to them. And again, that's why, you know, Surf City, you see their way up there. So they must have, you know, had some kind of recent major expenditures. And we're kind of in the pack with everybody else. Now, from this point, the rest of these relate to just the water and sewer fund. And again, this is, as it says, the extent that charges for services cover total expenses. And again, it's very similar to the first slide we looked at on the general fund, but you want at least a one or greater. So you see, for the most part, we're not bad. And any one year under, you know, one isn't that big of a deal. It's just you don't want to be consistently.
Right.
And, you know, we've taken some actions over the last couple of years to try to improve our standing in the water and sewer fund.
Yeah, it shows you and Sonny are doing a good job. You don't want to make a huge amount of money. You want to build up, but it shouldn't be 1.1 or 1.2 is you're kind of charging, overcharging, unless you're building up for a big investment. This is good.
Right. I mean, we should always be, I guess I don't want to say overcharged, but we should always be building it because,
right,
you know, we have to build those reserves.
Well, does
for
this
future.
Include depreciation in all your capital assets?
This does include depreciation.
Right. So then you're doing it exactly right. Good job.
And this shows us, again, in relation to the other towns, again, all very very similar. Everybody's kind of in the same boat as us.
Yeah, well, so this is how Carolina Beach gets themselves in trouble over their water system of about every 5 years. That's why everyone gets mad about their water rates right there. They just don't know it.
Right.
But they'll show up in the news again in 5 or 6 years. Steve? There you go.
You're going to do your best to get them back in line with that one, right?
There you go.
This is similar to what I showed on on the
nice
general fund for water and sewer, and this is also the cash and investments divided by current liabilities.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, again, we're continually increasing, so that's a good thing.
And by your capital plan, that will drop back down in 2015-16.
Right.
With the H Street, yep.
And here, you know,
wow,
everybody's all over the place. I mean,
right.
I mean, you know, Wrightsville Beach maybe has like a significant amount of cash and investments, I'm not sure. Or else they have extremely low liabilities or a combination of the two, I don't know. Or
well, they could be coming up on next year, they're going to do a big project, right?
Right.
So it goes up over time and drops, goes up over time and drops.
Right. So where's
all their houses 20 feet in the air?
I don't think water and sewer pay for that.
And this, again, similar to the general fund, where it's the ability to meet long-term obligations. So this one is unrestricted net assets divided by total liabilities. And again, we've been continually improving, so you want to see if that's the direction we want to be going. And again, everybody, you know, all over the place. So we're probably in the more normal type of range, but you have some unusual circumstances. Again, Wrightsville Beach probably, you know, not building up the reserves right at this point, not spending.
Yeah, I guess. Wow, that's
pretty
cool.
This one's the amount of annual expenditures committed to debt service. So again, those numbers have come down for us, so that's a good thing. And not that we were ever overextended, but we're definitely in good shape. You see some of the other towns, not so much. I mean, if you look at, you know, Carolina Beach, 37% of their water and sewer fund expenditures go to debt service. And, you know, Surf City, 48%. I mean, those are high percentages.
Yeah.
Whereas,
yeah, see, this shows the same thing. Wrightsville Beach has paid off all their stuff, and they're getting ready to do another big one in the next couple of years, probably.
Well, Surf City went all the way up Highway 17 with that new road.
Oh, when we said put a bunch in?
Yeah, they've done a lot.
Yeah, I need to drive up there. I haven't been up there in a while.
It's a totally different world.
Yeah, I haven't been up there.
They got the trashy stuff right beside the real nice stuff.
Oh, really?
They got a little more cleaning up to do.
Yeah.
So this is actually something a little different. This is considered condition of capital assets. And it's a kind of an estimate of the remaining useful life of capital assets. And it's kind of a weird calculation that they do. It's accumulated depreciation divided by capital assets.
What'd you say, depreciation divided by capital assets?
Accumulated depreciation divided by capital assets. And then you subtract that from one. And what this is showing for us is that it's not that big of a change. I mean, it's just the scale there is only moving at 0.01. But it shows that we had that sewer rehab project in 2009, 2010. So we're up. And since that point in time, we really haven't done any significant capital projects.
So this assumes that when something's fully depreciated, it's at the end of its
useful
life.
Right.
Which isn't necessarily true.
Right.
Especially if you invest in it, like we have. So if you maintain it properly.
And this shows.
So, just a sidebar to that question or statement. Do we put 27 years in for most of the big sewer stuff, or do you know what you put in?
It might be 50.
50?
Yeah.
Ooh, well, in that case, Although we have sewer systems in the town that are 50 years old, but I think it'd be interesting to know that, just to know how the calculation is.
Yeah, right offhand, I'd have to go back and look. I'm thinking it's 50, but.
Wow. Okay. So maybe it's more right than we think.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that still shows 50% of the stuff is only